You know what time it is.
What time is it?
It's pee-pee time.
1, 2, 3, 4.
We are partners and pals. Podcast.
We are partners and pals.
It's a podcast.
We are partners and pals.
Motherfucker.
We are partners and pals.
Yeah.
Gonna meet gay black Republican.
Yes,
that's the name of a band. So don't try to get us.
Partners and pals.
They're from Indianapolis.
That's awesome.
Just like Shapiro's Deli.
Welcome back. Welcome back. I am Donnie Vagrant.
And I am Sean Magnum.
And this is Partners and Pals. And it is very nice to be here with you this evening. We have a lot of stuff to talk about.
It was great. We had some things happen. I guess let's hit some news real quick before we get into the show stuff real quick.
Okay, yeah. I got some news. You got some news?
Yeah. I guess the big thing is Keefe D, the last survivor of the SUV that came up and shot Tupac and Suge Knight, was arrested.
Yes.
He had been snitching on himself, honestly, in the past few years through interviews. Long story short, those other three guys in the SUV were killed off over the years. He's charged with the murder. I've heard some accounts where he said he was a shooter, and I've heard some accounts saying that he's just in the car.
Yeah.
But either way, he's taking the heat for it, because...
Oh, yeah.
It was Kurt Cobain, Tupac, and Biggie. Those are the big losses of the 90s, of 90s stars, at least.
Yes. Yes.
So, I don't know. It'll be interesting to see what developments come out of that. There was a fight earlier that night at the MGM Hotel where Tupac and Suge jumped this dude, because Tupac had a crew with him and they had a lot of bloods rolling with them. He saw this dude he was beefing with, and the dude was a Crip. He beat the shit out of him along with a few other guys, and then, you know, later that night, Keefe D and all these other Crips came through, and according to, you know, I ain't trying to fucking talk Bloods and Crips business like that, but, you know, this is just according to the events, you know, and not just on Vlad TV either. I'd be watching Vlad, but Vlad's so funny. But yeah, so that's, I don't want to get too much into that because we could talk about that for a long time. And I would like to get into it sometime soon, but we do have Gay Black Republican coming up. We got a show to talk about. We got some more news, so I'll let you take it.
Brooks Houck is arrested for the disappearance of Crystal Rogers, a Barstown lady, mother of five, who's been missing for, I think, since 17, maybe? It's been a while, and she just disappeared.
And she's presumed dead.
And that was her boyfriend at the time. And
did he have one of those mugshot pictures that said, "I did it"?
Yeah.
Like on 48 Hours?
Yeah.
This is the guy who she was dating.
Yeah, so more justice. More justice being served for Crystal Rogers. She is part of the Kentucky community, of course. So, our condolences to her loved ones.
Yeah. And I hope, you know, he's been arrested, but hopefully the trial will, hopefully he'll get, convicted.
In lighter news, I'm sorry.
I got one.
Oh, my bad. I'm sorry.
Private Travis King, the guy who jumped the border to North Korea.
Okay.
He's back. He was expelled from North Korea into China. He's alive. It's not like the last dude they arrested. I think he's in actual U.S. custody. I don't know what country he's in right now. I don't know if they've brought him back to the United States yet, but he was sent into China, but U.S., you know, government has him. And, you know, who knows what's going to happen. But I think there was such a stink raised about the last guy that the North Koreans detained. And now this guy had apparently stolen a poster or something dumb, but they basically kept this guy and infected him with botulism and let him die that way. He had been, when they took him to court in North Korea, they had beaten the shit out of him. He was apologizing profusely, but they held on to him for a couple years longer and just let him get sick and just let him die. They just didn't treat him, according to somebody who had escaped, who was like, they're like, that's kind of how they do that now. You know, but I think since that was brought up a lot, and the fact that Travis King went there on his own volition, he didn't want, he wasn't, like, he wanted to be there. You know, I think that all helped contribute to why they didn't send him back in a box, or send him back in a coma, ready to be placed in a box, like they did the last guy, Otto something. Guy's last name. But yeah, anyway, he's back. He's alive. He's in good health.
Good.
Hopefully, he's not going to be all locked up for the rest of his life.
And yeah.
Hopefully, he can get some mental health treatment or whatever he needs. I'm just glad he's not dead, you know. But yeah. But still, you know. Anyway. But that's a bit of
that sucks.
Bittersweet news. So,
yes, sir.
But next, you said you had something on the other hand.
Yeah, a little lighter. Someone arrested. Chucky the doll was arrested in Mexico. A man in Mexico was using the doll to scare and rob people, presumably tourists, on the streets of Mexico with Chucky. And they actually arrested and cuffed the doll as well.
Oh, they did?
Yes.
Yeah, they would do that. What a fucking dog and pony act. But, so was he a cartel dude?
Nah, he was just like some random guy.
I'd have been like, fuck, did he arm the doll?
I don't think so. I think he was just like, yeah, you know, like, give me your money and just stupid shit.
Hold on, so it was a remote control doll.
No, he would just, it was a doll. It was a regular
doll. Oh, he held it up.
He'd go up to people and hold it in their face and be like, I'm robbing you, you know, or whatever he said.
Yeah. Did he hurt anybody or did he just?
No, he just harassing people. Scared a few people.
Americans, yeah. Yeah, I ain't going to Mexico.
Oh, yeah.
I would love to.
I'd do a resort.
Yeah, I wouldn't go there anymore. You can't go to Cancun now. But cartels are fighting there, too. Dude, yeah, seriously. Like, and they wonder why they're not getting fucking tour, like, why their tourism's down. I mean, Mexico's beautiful. Nothing against Mexicans. It's just, but, you know, I'm not going to go. I'm not going to fucking go till except to Mexico City. It's the one place. Where, even though this happened in Mexico City, like, it's the one place, like, where the cartels are a little, they say they have a hands-off policy. I mean, they don't, but it's the only place where you're kind of somewhat safe, you know. Yeah. But, yeah, other than that, I'm not fucking going, and I'm pretty open to travel, but it's not worth it, dude. I'm not getting decapitated because I wanted to go experience a different culture. I'll just go somewhere else. I'll go to Africa. If I get killed in Africa, I can at least accept it, like, and cross over.
You could just go to Canada. It's closest.
I'd like to go to Montreal. I've been to Toronto. It's cool.
I've never been to Canada.
You'd like Canada. We rip on Canada because we're jealous of Canada.
Oh, I have no problems with Canada.
I know it's not perfect up there like we think it is, but it's a great place. Just fucking cold. But
I think
it's, and you know, it's not that far off from being like close. It's basically our culture. It's with some different shit, and they're tied to the queen. Or yeah, fuck that. The queen's still the ruler of England.
Yeah.
I don't accept Prince Charles. That's a whole nother thing. But yeah. I'm not going to Mexico.
Well,
fix your shit up first, and then I'll come. Then I'll come. Until then, I'm going to Texas and California. And then if I want to visit Cuba, I'm going to Florida. And, you know. God, that sounded terrible. I'm sorry. I didn't mean it like that, but... I'm just not trying to get decapitated, you know?
I completely understand.
Here, I'm not going to Moldova. That's a white country. I'm not going there.
Do you have any more news?
No, nothing crazy exciting. But we did have a show last night.
We should talk about Ska Night. It was punk rock night, but it was a special punk rock night. It was Ska Night.
Yes, and... Louisville's never really had much ska other than Scamming Paired and the Kodiaks, and I'm sure there's like a couple.
Five Hours, Crazy Brass Smackers.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I didn't know Crazy Brass Smackers were from here.
They're from around here.
Oh, okay. I mean, I figured there was like ska punk like in southern Indiana, and I know we had like not Short really. Billy from Cincinnati yeah. come down a lot, but they were a lot, they were here so much they that were. I considered them a Louisville band. Yeah. yeah.
They,
your localness increases.
Yeah.
As you.
But last night, so Murphy's Law show got canceled, so the band Grade 2 jumped on the bill. They were on Hellcat Records, and they opened the show, and dude, they were some fucking pros. They went out there.
Yeah.
Did it, and they were not playing with the fucking crowd. Somebody got punched. Stop that shit right now. Either shake hands or get the fuck out.
And then continued with the same song. Like, I thought they were at the end of a song, and then it stopped. But then they just kicked right back into that song. That was great. They could all play. Their drummer was amazing.
Their drummer was fucking bad, dude.
He was the, like... I watched him a lot. He had the same kind of drum setup that Trey has.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It was set a little flatter, but it was like the exact same cymbals and all. Like maybe one more cymbal, but other than that, yeah. But he was amazing, and he kept that thing going when they were trying to get people to clap their hands, but you know, got the Louisville treatment.
Yeah,
nobody was clapping their hands. They just kept going. And finally, like, the dude with glasses was like, he's trying to get you to clap your fucking hands. Come on. So, and, you know, it literally took about a minute, 15 seconds.
Yeah.
Before the crowd.
Yeah, they were not. Yeah, Grade 2 were not having it. It was like, you either clap or we'll just stay here and do this all night.
And, yeah.
So, Grade 2 was fucking fantastic. And then next
they were up, like...
Oh my!
They were oi with a bit of that Hellcat sound, like if you took a little California
punk. Yeah, Hellcat punk.
Kinda. Yeah. So, but they played really well. They're a very good live band.
Very, very nice gentlemen, the people that I spoke to in that band.
Yeah, they're very classy. You can tell, they're from England. You can tell they got some ass whoopings as kids because they know how to act.
Yeah, they do.
They have manners. Yeah, that's lost on you fucking people.
Yeah, they were like, thanks for everything. Thanks for coming out and watch us. They, like Sean said earlier, like that dude like probably shook everybody's hand at the Mag Bar last night, like thanking them for being there. Like it was
perfect gentleman, very classy.
Yeah, and if Grade 2 is listening to this, Louisville welcomes you back with open arms, especially P&P. So,
yeah, but be ready to hit that drum for a minute, 15 seconds before Louisville gets the message on clapping.
Yes.
Sorry about that. That's not us. We were clapping, but, you know, we are Kentucky. We're a little slow.
Yeah.
Louisvillians want to be impressed. But, no, man, it was a good turnout on a Thursday.
Yeah.
I know a lot of it was out-of-towners.
Yeah, there was a lot of out-of-towners there.
People from DOS were there. And, of course, some indie people because of the operators. They brought their people and, you know. But the Kodiaks played second. And...
No. Kodiaks, yes. Good job, guys.
Yeah, and they killed it. They were amazing.
And then it wasn't even the whole band there last night. And they played a lot of new stuff. That Bryce was like, oh, we're going to fuck it up. It's like, dude, and they all this, everything yeah. sounded great.
He had nothing to be nervous about.
Yeah. Like, yeah. They were fantastic. They sounded great. If you look at the Partners and Pals Facebook page, I haven't posted it yet, but there is a clip from their set of them performing Heat the Freeze. So that'll be up by the time this airs.
And, Johnny had a Leslie speaker for his organ or for his keyboard.
Oh, yeah. Did you like that?
Yeah, that was cool. I really liked that. And, they all, I like how they switched instruments. That's pretty cool.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. They know how to play.
Me and Drew would be able to do that now. Like, we touched pee-pees and, like, Drew, new member of the Response. And we switched instruments while playing, you know, touch guitar pee-pees. But yeah, that's one of those bands. I like how they, like, switched everything off and everybody could play really well. Everybody was sang very well. But, so I had to leave after that, though, because I had to be at work this morning, early this morning. And
so did I, but Amanda did not care.
Yeah, but you weren't drinking.
No, I was bait, though.
Yeah.
I was bait. But I stayed, and the next band were the Operators, and they were really, really fun.
Is that Angela Lansbury on their logo with the telephone?
I think maybe it is. And they were really good, man. I'm going to be honest with you. I was so tired by this point. But I enjoyed them. Everyone else really enjoyed them. Vic and Dave of the Slackers were up next, and they put on a show. There was like a big variety show. They told stories. They played acoustic. Then the Operators would join them, and they would do Slacker songs. The Slacker, but that was 2 hours. They were up there for 2 hours. It was a full show. Maybe it was just me, because everyone else there had a good time. To me, it was too long, but no one else complained. So,
right.
You know, plus, man, I'm tired on a Thursday. You know what I'm saying? I do my best on a Thursday, but I'm kind of like check out. But it was a fun show, man. It'd be cool if they did another ska night.
Yeah, but
not too soon.
Yeah, because if you start to have them all the time, Louisvillians won't fucking go. All
right.
You can't spoil Louisvillians. I've realized that. You can't give them too much or else they'd just be like, oh, I can go next time. I got an episode of Entourage to watch. That's the most recent thing I could think of.
That's the most recent thing you could think of?
That quickly, yes, because I don't keep up with TV.
CSI.
Oh, that's
off the top of my head.
But yeah, see, that's old as fuck, too.
Yeah, but they still make new episodes, right?
But it's not a modern show. It's not a new show, though.
Oh, new show. New show off the top
of my
head.
I mean, The Simpsons are still making episodes.
Euphoria.
Yeah, see, I haven't watched that.
I don't watch it, but Amanda watches it. And yeah. It's like, it sucks you in. It's not that I'll enjoy the show, but it's one, and I'm like, what is this bullshit? And then I like sit through the whole fucking episode.
Is it one of those shows right now where like you have to watch it? Like Game of Thrones was?
No.
Like, I didn't follow that rule. Like,
no, I didn't either.
That Game of Thrones sucked.
I don't know what is the show now that everybody has to watch?
I don't know. Like, I don't know.
Stranger Things, I guess.
No, well, they haven't put, they've got another 10 years before they put out the next season, so.
Actually,
with the writer's strike.
Wrestlers on Netflix, the OVW docuseries is actually destroying everything right now. Everybody's been watching that.
Damn, dude.
They're blowing up. Our boy Luscious, if you're listening, don't forget us, baby, when y'all are hitting the big time now.
Yeah.
They're actually speaking of doing another season of Wrestlers, and I think they might start putting OVW wrestling on Netflix. Since that has aired, the Danny Davis Arena has been sold out for 3 weeks straight for OVWs on Thursday.
Damn.
So, yeah. It's finally
I bet it's big. A lot of out-of-towners.
Well, a lot of people in Louisville are watching the series. I'm like, I had no idea this was here. I need to go. I need to go back.
Yeah. We might have to get tickets ahead of time now.
Yeah.
I want to go to a pay-per-view.
Uh-oh.
We got our guests.
Thank you for calling Partners and Pals. Would this be Gay Black Republican?
Yeah, this is Rich, and I can add Doc. I see he's on the other line. Let me merge the call real quick.
All right. All right. Merging.
Doc, you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
All right. What's up, fellas?
Hey.
What's up? You got Donnie.
And Sean. God, that felt cool.
Rich and Doc here.
Yeah, who?
Rich and Doc.
Rich and Doc.
Rich and Doc.
Nice. How are you guys doing this fine evening?
Well, it's getting better. I just got opened my first beer.
Oh, awesome. I feel you. Nice. Thank you guys for joining us. You guys been busy lately at all? Last time I saw you guys were playing Punk Rock Night in Louisville. Anything since then?
We've just been working on finishing up our songs for our next recording.
And right.
About all we've been doing as a band, I myself have been getting ready for the Punk Rock Night Indianapolis Music Awards. Our big award show is tomorrow.
Oh, awesome. Cool. Awesome. Yeah. That is cool. That's every year you guys do the Punk Rock Night Awards?
Yeah, we do it every year to celebrate our anniversary. So it'll be 23 years of Punk Rock Night and 22nd annual awards show.
Oh, wow. Congratulations.
Yeah, thanks.
And now
GBR's been around almost as long. GBR's been around 22 years.
Oh, wow. Wow. Well, yeah, I've heard y'all's name forever, and I can't believe I just saw you all recently, but that was a good show. That was a good show. I want to catch you guys again. Definitely.
Sure. Wish we'd make it down to Louisville more often. We've had some great shows there over our time span together.
Yeah.
Just need to hit it more than every 5 years is what it has been. We should go once a year at least.
Yeah, I remember seeing your name on a flyer from, now correct me if I'm wrong, but I'm thinking like early 2000s, 2002, something like that, or 2001 down in Louisville.
2001 was our first year around. We probably went down there about 2002,
2003. Okay. Yeah, I think it was at the Brick House. It could have been somewhere else. I don't remember. It's been forever. But that's where I first heard the name. And, of course, that stuck out. I was like, that's a hell of a name. Hell yeah.
Yes, you all do have my favorite band name, probably, of ever.
Well, I'm glad you dig at least the name. Hopefully you like the music, too.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, oh, yeah. Absolutely. So you said you guys are working on some new recordings. Can you tell us anything about that?
Well, it'll be our ninth album, if you include a live album, actually, we recorded in Louisville on New Year's Eve a while ago.
Oh, nice.
But, yeah, it's some of the songs have our typical sound. We branch out a little bit and have some slightly different sounds in there, just pulling from our influences and whatever comes out while we're jamming or bring together.
Right on.
What do you think about it lyrically, Doc? Lyrically, what do you think is coming together? Anything on the new album?
It's a little bit more introspective and, kind of, I don't know, I'd say a little bit moodier.
Okay.
I agree with that.
I can dig that.
And we've been, it's been a real slow roll between, everyone's schedules. Everyone has like 10,000 things to do, and getting everybody on the same sheet of music and together at one time is proving to be difficult.
Right.
And the pandemic slowed us down. We weren't able to get together very often, and had about half the album written by then, and just trying to get the rest of it fine-tuned and ready to get in the studio.
Right on. When do you think we'll see this?
At this pace, probably early next year.
Okay.
I'm hoping to record it here very soon, and then it takes a little bit to get it all adjusted and get everything ready to go, and we'll have it up on streaming platforms, CD, hopefully release vinyl for the first time. be nice to do that.
That'd be awesome. He has to keep in touch with me if he has to do vinyl. Like, me and Sean, we...
Yeah, we definitely...
We are vinyl collectors, so we'd love to have something from you all on vinyl.
Well, if we do it on vinyl, I'm thinking we're going to call it the fifth 12-inch.
That's what you call an LP.
Yes.
That's awesome.
Nice.
So, we met you all a few months ago, but obviously I'm terrible with names. I was talking with one of you all. It was the vocalist outside for a while at the Mag. Was that Doc?
Yeah, that guy's shady as fuck.
No, I'm trying to reacquaint myself. And Rich, are you the guy with the blue hair?
Yes.
Okay, all right, cool. Now I've got my visuals together. Sorry, I kind of...
Also known as the bassist.
Okay. Yeah. You all mentioned that you're pulling other sounds out, and I know people ask this. It's kind of a cliche question, but who are some of your all's bigger influences, even, you know, outside of punk and all that?
You can go first, Doc.
Especially for me, you know, growing up, some of the bands that were huge influences, obviously the Pistols, DK, that was like, I mean, touring with somebody that you idolized as a teenager was just completely awesome.
Right.
TSOL, the same thing. When we played with Ramones, that was, you know, another huge one. You know, so some of those, that's, you know, very formative things for me. Stuff and stuff from Capital Wave On was from the DK social political side of things.
Right.
And then I think that as we, as you can mature at this age, as we've been maturing, I think that we've been kind of not even intentionally, but I think just our own sound is kind of starting to take over a little bit more.
Right.
Yeah, that does happen.
That's some of the huge influences. There's multiple local bands and stuff too that we've like that you listen to, and you're like, wow, I really like how they did this and stuff, and you kind of. Not even intentionally, it becomes ingrained after you listen to it a few times. You know, you start off on a riff, or you start off on some vocal tirade, and all of a sudden after you put it down and you're sitting there in post, you're like, oh, that kind of sounds like these guys, and you're like, oh yeah, probably.
I was listening to them much.
I mean, that's natural.
Yeah. Well, that's good though to have that sound.
Early punk rock, you know, early 70s stuff or early 80s hardcore. I started to play bass right when Appetite for Destruction by Guns N' Roses came out, so you know, Duff's playing was a big influence on me. And of course, he was a punk rocker before
right.
he started, you know, Guns N' Roses. So
he was in Social D.
Definitely pulls out anyway, you know, carries through.
Yes.
Anything we would listen to in just absorb over the years, you know, 70s, 80s, and 90s really stuff pulled into our sound.
Right.
You know, all the underground alternative stuff in the 90s, back when alternative was underground.
Right.
That was a big influence. Just with how things are creative and how you can just expand on what you know and try new things. You know, we like to do that, but, you know, we've got our standard sound, but then we evolve a little bit, mature, as Doc was saying.
Right, yeah, you guys definitely have, like,
it's your very sound. Unique.
Yeah. Yeah, I'll definitely agree with y'all on that. that
But it does happen. It is natural to pick up something, especially if you've been listening to somebody for a long time. I mean, I pull a lot of Keith Richards and Chuck Berry and Greg Ginn and riffs, and it's like, I don't really mean to, but, you know, that's just natural amongst musicians. You end up borrowing things or elaborating on different riffs. You all definitely have your own sound, and I think that's really important.
You mentioned Duff McKagan being a huge influence. Have you heard the punk record he put out a couple years ago, The Living End?
I haven't heard that one. I've heard some of the tracks from his early punk band, The Farts.
Oh, right. Yeah.
That was some pretty raunchy stuff. But no, I need to check out that. I've got a couple of his solo albums. It's actually pretty good.
Yeah, the punk record is really good. It's like, seriously, if nobody told you, you could believe that it came out in like the 80s. But the way it sounds, it's...
I could see him totally doing that.
It's really good. It's a straight up punk rock record. Like, whenever I see somebody that's not known for doing punk rock putting out a punk rock record, I'm pretty like, you know, I'm pretty pessimistic. I'm like, all right, let's check this out. And he...
Well, it's his roots, you know.
Right.
If you read his books or anything, he's originally from Seattle. He said if he wouldn't have moved to L.A., he wouldn't have been part of the grunge movement. He grew up with those guys, you know?
Right. Yeah, it's really good, though. I totally recommend it.
I'll check it out.
Yeah, and so you guys, do you guys have any, like, big shows or anything happening in the near future anywhere?
We actually don't have anything booked right now since we're trying to focus on recording and finishing up the songs so we can record. So once we start booking shows, it's like, all right, we got to get ready for the show, and then the album gets pushed back even further. So anything in the books right now, probably playing something for spring.
Mm, awesome.
We have a show in the books, you know, but nothing booked right now.
Well, our band, The Response, would love to play with you. So if you ever need a band to play with,
I was going to ask if you guys were in a band. It sounded like you're.
Oh yeah, we're in The Response. We play like garagey punk rock.
It's like rock actually and roll. It's everything from rock and roll punk to hardcore to crust to pop punk. It's like all of our
influences. We have a lot of influences.
Covering all the bases.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But try to gel it into a sound rather than just having one song like this and one song this style.
But it's all fun. It's all good times.
That's cool.
Music. So.
And we have a single drop in the next week or two.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, we'll be hyping that up. But
we'll tag us and then we'll check it out.
Oh yes, definitely
will.
Oh yeah, yeah. I'll send you a link when it comes out or post something. I'll do something. So Indy. So have you guys lived in Indy your whole lives?
Do you start back?
I haven't. I've been a transplant. I grew up in southern Indiana.
Okay.
And joined the military at a very young age. And really haven't looked back. I got asked this question the other day. Dates that I haven't and covered most of Central America, most of the Middle East, Germany.
nice.
So, I've been, I get the World Traveler Award, and that's another thing that's really killing us too is my schedule is completely awful at this point in time. And so about the time we start getting some grip and start really, you know, working the album and stuff like that, I end up, you know, bouncing off the God knows where and doing a gig somewhere. So it's arduous would be the word.
Right.
Right. And I guess when the military gives you a schedule, you best go by it.
It's either I show up and do what I'm supposed to do, or the MPs come and pick me up and I go do what I'm supposed to do anyway.
Right.
Right.
So, if I'm not mistaken, you said you and one other person in the band are combat medics?
Yes.
Okay, I thought that was cool. I thought that was awesome. I mean, I've a lot of family that was in the military, and honestly, we don't run into that many bands, at least from my perspective, from my end. I haven't run into that many bands with active military members.
Yeah, Vic was a combat medic, and I'm also a combat medic.
Hell yeah.
That's awesome.
Another one I know of right off the top of my head is Antonio, the drummer for TSOL. He was an infantryman for like 8 years.
Oh, wow. I just saw them a few weeks ago in Cincy.
Yeah, I saw him in Indy when they were on tour with Circle Jerks. It's good to see Antonio again and chat up with the guys in TSOL. Since, you know, like Doc said, we went on tour with them for a bit and Ben Kennedy, so it's nice to get caught up and see those guys again.
That's awesome.
Yeah. But yeah, I didn't know their drummer was an infantryman. That's amazing.
Yeah, he's pretty tight-lipped about it, but it was kind of funny. When he first met me, we were talking, and I obviously stayed in and have accomplished a degree of rank that he was shocked. He's like, no, you're bullshit. And I showed him my ID, and he's like, holy shit.
That's awesome.
So do you all have to pretty much plan around that? And I don't know, are there a lot of like postponements, or is it just kind of you wait till your schedule comes out and just kind of go around it?
Sometimes we wait till the day of the show, the day of practice. We're supposed to practice Friday. It's like, well, we get together today.
Yeah, it's Vic has a very time consuming job. I usually will. Rich and Pooh are the staples. They're always there, ready to jam, and it's always dependent on Vic or myself whether or not, you know, we're going to be there. My schedule is a little bit more announced. I usually know weeks or months in ahead where I'll be and stuff like that. But Vic's kind of day by day on his job. So sometimes, you know, we'll get a call at like 3:59. We're supposed to be practicing at 5:30, and all of a sudden, nope, can't make it. We're out.
Yeah, so, okay, that meant, yeah. So I guess that affects setting up shows and, like, going out of town. Or
just the practice schedule and recording, getting ready for recording. Shows, you know, if we have one planned, we'll make sure we practice at least a couple times for it and make it the right accommodations to make the show as best as we can.
Right.
But that's usually planned a couple months in advance, so we can plan accordingly.
Right. Well, I mean, you all sound great. You all obviously have it together.
Yeah. Yeah, you guys definitely tight as hell.
These guys are really just gel. You know, I've been playing, Pooh and I are the founding members of the band, and we've been playing together for 22 years, so we really gel really well. And I've been in other bands with Doc, so I've been working with him for 30 years.
Oh, wow.
And the drummer, Vic, he was actually in another band I was in before I was in it. So, you know, we just collaborate really well.
Oh, that's awesome. Yeah, you can tell. You can tell from listening to you all that you all definitely go, you guys definitely
sound like one unit.
Yeah, definitely. That's the words I'm looking for. Thank you, Sean.
Yeah, and that comes across. Yeah, that's cool.
So
goal.
we have some indie questions for you, because we love indie, and there's certain things in indie that we absolutely love.
Shapiro's Deli.
Yes. Are you guys fans of Shapiro's? Oh, Sean made me go there. I never went there, and we went up there to see the Descendents, and he was like, that's where we got to go. And oh my God,
it's worth it. It's some good stuff. It's like New York style deli in Indy.
Oh yeah, that's gonna be like every time I come to Indy, I'm hitting that place up.
That's a well known place. There's a lot of little hole in wall places that are just really good too.
Oh really?
It's a good town for foodies.
Oh well, yeah,
any style you could think of.
We are definitely foodies. We ate at the, I always forget the name of the place, the other place we ate at.
Lincoln Square for breakfast.
Yeah, Lincoln Square Pancake House.
Yeah, that's a good franchise. There's a few around here.
Oh, is there?
It's good, after a good night of drinking, I was still drunk some of the alcohol.
Yeah, that was.
I think my heart stopped.
It beats Waffle House, I'll tell you that much.
Oh, yeah. It was.
Yeah, I did that every now and then.
I was pretty drunk the night before when I...
Yeah, it was when we saw The Descendants.
And then we went to the Mel to see the Jasons, and...
Yeah. I put on both of those shows, so, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that good was job. Awesome. Yeah, yeah. Well, we had a blast.
Good, that was a good time.
Yeah, we were actually the ones with Morgan that crashed at the house.
Yeah, we crashed at your place.
Yeah, it's in Greg's house. Yeah, actually, he just sold it, so it's no longer... Oh. Available for bands and people to crash at.
We had fun. We had a lot of fun. So we,
Good.
I'm glad we got to experience it one time. That was cool. And I really liked the melody. That was fun.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's a second home for me, really. I'm there all the time.
Yeah, I really, I kind of felt at home, like, when I walked in. I'm like, yeah, okay. I dig this place. What,
Yeah, nice and cozy.
What record stores do you guys recommend it? Because we went to Luna Music, and that place was off the hook. Like,
Luna's pretty good. Indie CD and Vinyl is good. It's in Broderpool. Karma, there's a few Karma locations around town.
Oh, yeah.
Depends what side of town you're on. There's a good one north, south, east, west, and downtown, really.
Oh, that's awesome. Yeah, I need to... Yeah, we'll be back up there.
Is there one on Broad Ripple? I know I went to one place on Broad Ripple. I just don't remember.
Indie CD and Vinyl is in Broad Ripple.
Okay.
We've worked with them on some shows as well.
Yeah, I found some... I actually found a really awesome, like, shit-colored Gigi vinyl at Luna.
That's how it was advertised.
Yes, it was. And Sean found a King Horse tape, an old Louisville band there. So we found some good stuff. So, I'll check out the other place, NDCD and Vinyl, because we'll be up there. And if you guys need any word of goes down here, we're your boys. So,
definitely, I'll have to remember that.
Yes.
Wanting to do the Bourbon Trail soon, so.
Oh, okay.
Nice. Right, that way and check that out.
Yeah, we do have, we do have a lot of bourbon, a lot of good food, a lot of, we got several bourbon steak houses, kind of like Kentucky style, that's pretty cool too.
Yeah. But,
yeah, there's definitely at least some good eats down here and good drinking. Yeah.
And especially if you can, get a
I'm
place.
I'm going to be in your guys' area, the first week of December for the whole week.
You will?
And, yep.
Okay.
Well, hit us up.
Prepare for a crash of the property value.
We need it. It's getting too expensive.
Oh, there's.
But I actually ended up getting posted down there for 60 days.
Oh, wow.
In June and July.
Oh, I remember you talking about that.
And I ended up Kentucky resident.
You said you didn't really get to experience a lot of it. I don't remember. I could be wrong, but were you saying, like, you were down here, but, like, you didn't really get to get out as much? Or...
I got very hermity while I was there. I did make a show. I made Prog Night there at the Mag Bar.
Oh, cool.
Okay,
I remember
that.
That was
interesting because I went there assuming that it was going to be a punk rock night, but it was prog night, and so that was different. It was fun. I ended up staying for a couple bands, having a couple beers, and Ubered home. I was just over in Camp Taylor was where my Airbnb was.
Nice, yeah. I know that neighborhood. I used to work over there and went to school over there, kind of.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like a wonderful neighborhood and a bad neighborhood. Like, just right, depends where you're at.
It was just me, so I, it was, you know. and get up in the morning, go to work down to Fort Knox, you know, drive back up, hit the gym, you know, maybe go. There's only two nights I think I went out. I went to the Mag Bar, and then I went to there was a little neighborhood NASCAR bar that I walked into, and they served both types of beer, Bud and Bud Light.
Would that be Marmaduke's by chance?
Yes.
Yeah. I've been in Marmaduke's before. When you lived over there, did you ever check out that barbecue joint right over there?
No, I wanted to, and I kept telling myself I was going to, but, you know, the whole time I was there, like, normally I don't eat much for dinner at all. And so usually by the time I got home, like I said, I know. And I kept telling myself that, and I'm like, oh, I'm going to go there tonight. I'm going to go there tonight. And I'd end up going home and, you know, doing homework and stuff like that and falling asleep.
Oh, man, you missed out.
Yeah. Yeah. It's not over yet.
It's still coming in December.
Yeah, but Louisville, good restaurants close down, like, out of nowhere all the time. We actually just lost the Comeback Inn.
Yeah. Louisville staple.
Yeah, that was a historical place. I tell you what, though, if you guys can find a place in Kentucky to make our special dish, the hot brown, that's a good one to try.
It's you guys usually get that.
Have y'all ever had one?
No.
I think we've got one. There's a place on the east side. I think they make it. Not sure if I've had it there, though.
So good. It's a... Sean, please describe the hot brown in your...
The Styrian's what I'm thinking of, back on the east side.
Oh, yeah.
I think you got it back there.
I went by it about 3 million times, and I've never actually eaten there.
Oh, I was going there for a bit. Some good daily specials.
And what's this place called?
They were featured... It's called the Steer Inn. They were featured on that Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives place.
Oh, love that show.
It's a pretty good food. It's a breakfast joint, and they've got, for dinner, they've got, like, you know, pot roast, pizza, nachos. It's a big mix, but they do it all really well.
Oh, nice.
Awesome.
I don't get out there that way too often since I'm on the northwest side.
Yeah, Indianapolis is a pretty sprawling city.
Yeah.
I should say, like, there are parts that are compact, but it's a big mass of land. Like, the entire city. Yeah.
We can get around pretty easily with, you know, as long as the highways are open. They're closed for a bit while they're working on everyone, but pretty easy to get around.
Yeah, it's pretty grid-like. The expressways are pretty easy to get around. Lots of great food there.
I love that town. I love that town. We need to.
There's every place in Bloomington that we were talking about with Bryce called Runcible Spoon. I don't know if you all ever hop over to Bloomington, but it's primarily known for their breakfast, but they've got great lunch and dinner, and they have a bar too. It's a great place to hang out if you want to go have a drink but don't want to be in a loud bar, but you kind of want to be somewhere where people gather. Great food.
Sounds good. Rich and I got a history of Bloomington.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
We sit down there quite a bit, not as much these days, but back when it was closer to Bloomington than I do, actually not too far.
Now, Rich and I, in a former band, we were really good friends with a DJ named Sam Stock. He used to run kind of the Indiana equivalent of 120 minutes on WTTS. And
underground stuff.
Cool.
Yeah, nice. And we befriended him, and we ended up going down there one night. I'll let Rich fill you in on the details on that. It was amusing.
I think it's all classified
or actionable.
Exactly, yeah. We had some memorable times at Bloomington. We actually did a few shows there. We played on the radio station a few times and various other places. We had some cool venues.
Yeah, I've definitely seen some cool shit. I got to play Rhinos at one point, so that was a bucket list thing. And
Yeah, it's a cool place.
Yeah, I saw Sloppy Seconds there.
I was supposed to, but I drank too much earlier that day.
Yeah, Sean slept through it. Yeah, he slept through it.
Yeah. Learned my lesson.
Yeah, he pre-gamed He pre-gamed.
Pre-gamed a little hard.
Yeah, I had just turned 18, and it was my first time going out of town, like, alone, or, like, without family, or, you know, so I got a little too excited.
Yeah.
Learn my lesson.
Bloomington will do that.
Yeah.
And then I missed Sloppy Seconds by just circumstance. You know, for the longest time, every time Sloppy would play, I couldn't see them. So I didn't get to see them until 2004. And I've seen them, what, three times now, I guess. But, yeah, it's like I cursed myself with that band, so I learned not to pregame too hard.
Sloppy's probably the band I've seen pretty well. Oh, yeah. Yeah, BA's...
Yeah, went up for them Halloween a couple years ago.
Oh, nice. Yeah, yeah, I think I've seen y'all's name on the Sloppy Flyers. We're huge Sloppy fans. BA's been on the show, what, three times?
Yeah.
And yeah.
Yeah, Love Destroyed and More Trouble Than They're Worth.
Oh, they're great.
Knock Your Block Off.
So.
Yeah, that show we played with them, that was the first time I'd seen Sloppy in, like 20 some odd years. I think the last time I seen him before that was like probably 1990.
Oh, wow.
Oh, wow.
Were they still super tight back then? They seem like a band that's always been super good, super tight, and organized in the way they sound.
They didn't seem to have changed at all, honestly. And BA's got such a great voice up there, and that band is really, really tight. And the drummer, I think the drummer is kind of like a drill sergeant for those guys because he definitely runs the show while he's up there.
Oh yeah,
yeah,
yeah, yeah. It's Steve's show, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So it's it was enjoyable.
I think they cut out.
Hello?
Nope, we're here.
Oh, okay.
You cut out a little bit there, Doc.
Yeah.
It doesn't surprise me you're over here. Yeah, I'm about 30 miles from the nearest anything where I'm at right now, so.
Oh, cool. That's awesome.
Yeah, I passed a sign that said next sign 30 miles.
Oh, wow.
That includes mile markers.
So we have a tradition here. We always have to talk about this, especially during this season. Are you guys horror movie fans at all?
Oh, yeah.
I'm not huge into them, but I definitely have some favorites.
Really? What? Anything you guys watch lately that, or rewatch lately that we should know about?
You probably know all about the ones I really like. Really into the Evil Dead movies.
Oh, right. Okay.
Even the TV series, Ash vs. Evil Dead, is really good.
Right on.
You've seen that, but it's worth watching.
I have not started that yet, but yeah, I
watched the new Exorcist the other night.
Oh!
I'm not impressed.
Oh, the brand new. I'm going to see that after this.
The Omen.
Oh, The Omen.
I like the old Omen.
Yeah, I didn't.
No, the Omen remake was.
Me too. The old Omen was better, yeah. I just got corrected by Home 6. She told me I was an idiot. It's The Omen.
No.
Oh, man. I'm so glad. Like, after I leave here, I'm going to see the new Exorcist. I'm like, oh, man. I hope it doesn't suck.
No, for wrong movie. Sorry.
You're all good. The Exorcist sequels usually always suck, but I have faith in this one, and the trailer looks really good.
Well, they gotta make the trailer look good.
Okay. Yeah, I'll actually, if you tune into next week's episode, I'll have a review. So, well, we don't want to keep you guys too long or anything. We really thank you all though for your time and
your service.
Yeah, for real. Like on a serious note.
When I said that before, I wasn't trying to be corny either. No, I mean that shit.
Yeah.
Because we wouldn't be able to do this if we weren't out there you know.
All due respect.
You know, from a military standpoint, and speaking with most of the military members, it's very good to see and have people come up and thank us like that, because sometimes the job really sucks. And, you know, your support keeps us going.
Right. Well, I mean.
And you guys keep us going.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah. Yeah, we thank you all.
I mean, that's one of the, I don't know, in my opinion, one of the best things you can do. I don't know. But anyway, I don't want to start rambling.
He will.
He'll ramble. I'm a rambler. It's bad.
He's a rambling man.
Appreciate chatting with you guys. Thanks for asking us on the show.
Oh, thanks for being on. Hey, no problem.
We will definitely keep in touch with us, and we'll have you guys back, and we'll try to make it up to Indy soon. And let us know when you guys... All right, yeah, definitely. Yeah, I actually sent a message and filled out the form for the response, so...
And we'll be sending you a single.
It's in our system, but we're hooked up really far now. We're focusing on the award shows. We do have the Dwarves coming up in my other band, Sick Ripper's, opening up, so...
Oh, cool.
I miss the Dwarves.
We're
sigh coming all over the phone.
Is the Dwarves going to be in Indy?
Yeah, at the Melody Inn.
When is this?
Tickets available. You don't check, it's the end of November. Oh. And it's with Directed. If you haven't seen Directed, they're on Fat Records. They're awesome.
Okay.
Hang on, I'm pulling up. I've got Matt Duncan right now. Yeah. It is the 10th, November 10th. Just over a month away. Dwarves Directed, Sick Ripper.
Oh. You
can take it to punkrocknight.com.
All right. Well,
it's coming through Louisville, but it's worth the 2-hour drive to see them up close and personal at the Melody Inn.
Right on. Well, that's awesome. Everybody, we'll share that on our social and everything. And thank you all so much. It was a pleasure talking to you all, and we will do this again soon.
Yeah, thanks,
cheers, gentlemen. Yeah.
Appreciate it.
Thanks a lot. And yeah, keep an eye out for the response single.
Yeah, we'll send you one.
Awesome.
All right, later, guys.
Thank you.
All right, later on. Have a good night.
See you guys. Thanks.
That was Gay Black Republican. Nice guys. It was great talking with them again. As you heard, we met them a few months ago when they played Punk Rock Night. And check them out. They've got music on Spotify. And check out Bandcamp.
It's just me. Yeah. Actually, check them out on the Partners and Pals playlist on Spotify. Gave out Black Republican.
So, anyway, get off your phone, dude. What are you doing? What are you doing?
I mean, see, why do you...
Because we're having dead space. I'm trying to fill this dead space.
Oh, well, I'm just doing this and doing this at the same time. But, yeah. That was great. Green Black Republican was awesome. And
keep an eye out for their new album.
Yeah, most definitely. And
also be early next year.
Keep some eyes open for your boys' stuff too. We got some stuff. And
got a single dropping pretty soon. Very soon, actually.
I'll tell you something else.
And that's a precursor to something better.
Partners and Pals. We got some stuff too. It is October. Our Halloween festivities will begin. We will announce next week who we're going to have on the week after that. And you just have to keep up with us, because you don't want to miss these Halloween-y episodes.
Yeah, it's going to be fun. So stay tuned, and we will continue to bring it to you. So... without further ado, I think let's...
Yeah, we love you all so much. Thank you for...
love you so much, girl.
And hey, man, remember, you don't have to fucking like your government or your country, but I had is to say, respect the people out there protecting our asses. You know what I mean?
Yeah, like, we don't have a draft anymore, so every one of them's a volunteer.
Yeah, and we do appreciate you guys. That's not bullshit. So, yeah. All right, man, we love all of you. Thank you again to Gay Black Republican. Doc and Rich, you guys are awesome. We'll see y'all soon.
Farewell until next time.